Secretary Ryan Flynn of the New Mexico Environment Department, thank you for speaking with me today, June 10th, 2014. We previously broadcast a program concerning the February 14th radiation leak at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, or WIP. So our listeners are aware of that incident. Secretary Flynn, have New Mexico Environment Department personnel been involved in the operation to help determine the cause of the radiation leak at WIP?
Yes, we've been. First of all, thank you for having me. And yes, we've been actively involved in both the recovery at the WIP and the investigation into the events that occurred at the WIP, as well as now the investigation up at Los Alamos National Laboratory, since it appears that most likely the incident that occurred, the drum that actually had the breach originated at Los Alamos National Laboratory. So we're heavily involved under our particular permitting authority, which deals with the hazardous waste and the mixed waste.
All right. So now, almost 4 months removed from that leak at WIP, is there concrete agreement regarding the cause of the leak?
No. There's no agreement, and they have yet to identify a root cause of the release that occurred. They've gathered a lot of evidence to remove certain theories from the table.
Okay.
Immediately, until they had entered the underground, for example, one of the leading theories was that the incident was caused by a breach to the structure of the mine. Either a roof collapsed or a bolt had fell off the ceiling and punctured a drum, and that was kind of the leading theory being espoused by the Department of Energy at the time. After they had actually entered the site and were able to take photographs and confirm that, no, the integrity of the mine has not been compromised, then they started to have to go back and actually start looking at the generator sites and focusing on what type of chemical reaction or other type of event could trigger the drum in question to heat up and for it to get that hot that quickly in the underground.
And so there's at least a theory now floating around, is there not? And if so, could you explain that briefly in terms that a non-scientist could understand?
Sure. I think you might have apologized. I think what you asked me was if there's a leading theory.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so they've identified some red flags regarding the absorbent that was used, and that was the issue with respect to the organic versus the inorganic kitty litter. Now, that switch in and of itself, though, is not we do not believe was the cause of the chemical reaction that triggered this event. That's more the fuel for that. That's more the fuel after the reaction occurred. So it wasn't the match. That absorbent, that organic kitty litter, is more like the wood. If you're kind of thinking about a fire analogy, the waste that we've really focused on, the drum where the breach occurred, had a highly acidic material in it, and that material has a pH of about zero, around zero, a little above zero, and that it's highly unusually acidic, that material. And so that's one of the kind of leading theories right now that Department of Energy and EPA, the State Environment Department, all of the regulators that are involved are really focusing on gathering more information about the combination of that highly acidic radioactive material with the very, very low pH combined with the nitrate salts, as well as that organic material, that kitty litter, that the combination of those materials together make it possible that an event could have occurred.
Now,
so that's
okay.
One theory that people are actively investigating.
Now, you said before the barrels or drums that have had the problem originated at Los Alamos National Laboratories, or LANL. So is LANL responsible then for this issue?
Well, I don't. I think it's premature to determine who precisely is responsible.
Okay.
Needless to say, it's the Department of Energy is ultimately responsible for what occurs at all of these sites, as well as at the WIP. And regardless of whether it was a particular contractor working for LANL or a subcontractor of a contractor, ultimately the Department of Energy bears the responsibility to oversee these facilities and ensure that the materials being used are appropriate and that it's being managed in a safe manner. So it's really the Department of Energy's responsibility. Now, there was one drum that we've been able to get photographic evidence of a breach having occurred. And so far, we've only been able to identify that there was actually one drum that breached. And that drum, based on the evidence we have, we know that that drum came from Los Alamos National Laboratory.
I'm curious, is the waste that was shipped that was in that barrel, is that newly generated waste or is that old waste that was repackaged? Is there any way to know that?
So there's all different waste streams, but there's one particular waste stream that I mentioned before, this is the leading theory. We haven't been able to, so far, there's a team of scientists working right now at Los Alamos National Laboratory and at sites around the country trying to recreate a chemical reaction. And so far, they have not been able to do that. So I want to be very clear that we have not identified what the root cause is. But that stream of waste, that particular waste stream that had that very low pH, that highly acidic material combined with the nitrate salt and that organic ketolator, that waste originated from an evaporator in the area, in TA 55, up at Los Alamos National Laboratory. It was not newly generated waste, how we would define that, but it was a legacy waste that came from this evaporator and was highly concentrated and, highly acidic.
Now, were these actions that were taken to protect the public, did they follow from administrative orders that were issued by the New Mexico Environment Department?
Yes. They were. I've issued four administrative orders, the third and fourth order specifically. The third order specifically deals with the containers up at Los Alamos National Laboratory, and the fourth order deals with the containers in the underground at the waste isolation pilot plant.
And if the state determines that there was wrongdoing or even negligence, does the state have the authority to levy fines or any other remedies available to the state?
Yes. So we, under our permit authority for both Los Alamos and WIP, we deal with hazardous waste and mixed waste. And mixed waste is radioactive waste that's been combined with hazardous waste. And so that's the things like plutonium and americium, the radioactive elements that you see in there. Those are those are radiological elements, obviously, and that's radioactive waste that DOE and EPA regulate. Our permit gives us authority over the hazardous waste and the mixed waste. So when that radioactive material is combined with a hazardous waste constituent, then we have the authority over that. I think that as a result of, certainly based on the evidence that I have, it'd be premature to really speculate on what consequences will result from this event. But there's a very bright spotlight that is currently shining on the WIP and on Los Alamos National Laboratory. And I believe we anticipate there will be issues that are identified, and those issues will need to be corrected going forward. And there'll need to be consequences for the failures that did occur. And right, specifically, for example, the release occurred on February 14th, a little after 11 p.m. I think it was 11:14 p.m. on Friday, February 14th. We were not notified of the fact that they had detected radiation outside of the underground, of the fact that there was a release, until a little after 4:30 p.m. on February 19th, on Wednesday, February 19th. And so that's an example of an area where we were very critical of the Department of Energy for that lapse in notification, and that's a major issue, and there will certainly be consequences associated with that failure to immediately notify the state of what they know as they know it. Mm-hmm. And that's on it. That we've made it very clear before that simply is unacceptable, and it undermines their credibility, and it really, you know, it breaches our trust. And so I certainly think going forward that there will be consequences for that lapse in notification. But, you know, that's just one discrete component of this entire right. situation, and we need to allow the investigations to run their course, to figure out exactly what occurred and what deficiencies occurred along the way, and then tailor improvements to make sure that we correct any of those deficiencies that have been identified.
And Secretary Flynn, what is the timetable today for the reopening of WIP?
I could not answer that. And anyone that speculates, that tells you what that gives you a timetable, is really just guessing. And the reason that I say that is because until they've definitively identified what caused this release, we cannot really begin to come up with a realistic timetable for moving forward and reopening the facility. We want to. I'm very sensitive to the fact that this facility is extremely important for the nation and within the defense complex and the weapons complex. I'm also extremely sensitive to the fact that there are a number of employees in Carlsbad who rely on this facility for their jobs and their livelihoods, and their families rely on these jobs. And so we certainly want to, as soon as it's safe, get the facility back up and running. But I think it's more important that we identify exactly what occurred and make sure that we get this right than to really rush to get this up and running. Well, we need to know what happened. We need to know what went wrong and issues that are identified. So if we look at the generator sites, Los Alamos is just one generator site. And we need to determine whether there's an issue at Los Alamos that is common to other generator sites. So we really need to make sure that we've meticulously investigated every aspect of this operation and this incident before we could start to plan going forward as to when we'd be comfortable reopening the facility.